Today's daf is B'metziah daf Tezayin, the Lamed Beis, Lab Ba'omer is today, and we start with Gemara. We just ended up with the Tzrichas. Just one note on the Machlokas we had yesterday. I promised that we would start with Chalipin. Thank you. The Gemara yesterday brought up, Tosas actually brought up, the issue of if somebody is already mechayev himself to pay something today with a kinyan chalipin, so that can make things better. Like in the case where the gazlan is going to pay back the shevach. So Tosfos said, what do you need to ask? The sofer needs to ask him whether he changed his mind or not. You usually say stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Usually you say it's automatic that edim karayt ashtar once they witness the chalipin. The question is, why is that so? That never doesn't apply to any other kinyan. So if you look in the sources, kinyan chalipin in general seems to be something unique and special. First of all, if you look in the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Zayin, look in a couple of right here about Metziah, the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rav and Levi, whose kli, whose handkerchief do you use by chalipin? Do you use the kalim of the kona or of the makneh? Right, if I'm buying something and I'm doing through kinyan chalipin, so do I supply my handkerchief or not? So you would say, logic would dictate that if I'm buying something, that I'm getting the object, so I should supply the handkerchief, because that would go to you and the object's going to me. It would be like a barter. That would be chalipin. Yet if you look, it's a machlokas between Rav and Levi. Rav says Caleb shall kone. And Levi says Caleb shall makne, and Tosas points out makne dafka Caleb shall makne. So if I buy something, then the handkerchief, the pen, whatever you use, goes in the same direction as the item. That's unusual. A and B. Even Rav who says Caleb shall kone, the Gemara doesn't just say it because it's a barter. Somewhat unusual language. De nichale lekone de Levi makne kone. Right, it's the kona would like to have the makne, the kona ki hechi deligmar v'diki lei. I'm happy that you're kona my handkerchief, so that so you're then makne me the item. It's just very Rosenzweig, my Rebbe pointed out. It's very verbose language there. What does it just say? It's a barter. So that's another point, another difference. The Shulchan Aruch paskins by every kinyan in the world other than chalipin, you have toka de dibur to be chozer bo. Just like we have anytime we have any anything in halacha, you have toka de dibur. I mentioned on Shabbos that Shabbos was a month after the first day of Pesach, and therefore, starting from this past Shabbos, if you don't know, if you said Rashi Rochem Ardagashem or Morat Atol, you don't have to be chozer bo. But let's say you would have said the wrong thing, so we know this toka de dibur to be chozer bo. You have enough time to retract. Let's say you counted the wrong omer, and the second day after you counted the wrong omer, you're like, right, let's say the chazan says the wrong thing, everybody says so he corrects himself within 3-4 seconds. So it's good enough halachically. You always have toka de dibur. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch by kinyan chalipin, you have longer. You have asukin ba'oso inyan. As long as you're involved in the issue, it could be a couple of minutes. It could be 15 minutes. So why is that? Why by all other kinyanim you only have toka de dibur, boom, and then by chalipin you have much longer. And one other issue. There's a shita of the Raivin, another Gaonim. There's a discussion in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam says that when you do a kinyan chalipin, you don't need Eidim. You don't need Eidim. You can do the kinyan chalipin without Eidim. Zeh kinyan ein od tzarech lios b'fei Eidim. Okay, fine. What's the big... No kinyan needs... Okay, marriage needs Eidim. But whenever you do any other kinyan, doesn't need Eidim. And the Raivin here says, ein ha'kol modim b'kinyan. No. Kinyan chalipin, you know, some might... Some hold that you do need Eidim. So again, why? Why? I'll throw in one other question, and then we'll answer all of them in one fell swoop. There's a day in Tosfos in Kiddushin where Tosfos holds that kinyan chalipin cannot be done with a shliach. It's got to be the person himself. Can't be done through a shliach. That's Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya holds that it cannot be done through a shliach. So again, the question is, why not? Go to Kiddushin Chavav Mabez. So what's wrong with doing it through a shliach? Shliach is on Kamoso. And Tosfos argues on that. But what is the answer to all these questions? So Reb Chaim suggested, and other Achronim suggest this answer as well, that generally every kinyan has two ingredients. There is a Maisa kinyan. There's the act of the kinyan. I physically do something. I pick something up. I push something. I pull something. I shovel something. There's a physical kinyan. And there's the Das kinyan. There's the Das in mind that I have Kavana to be Kona. I have kavana to be makre. There's the kavana involved. Chalipin is unique. By chalipin, there is no maisa kinyan. There's a symbolic maisa kinyan, but that maisa kinyan is just to show a concretization of the da'as of the makna, of the one who is committing. Really, there is no such thing as a maisa kinyan. We have more chairs, please. Really, there is no such thing as a maisa kinyan by chalipin. That's why the maisa kinyan can go in the same direction. That's why the maisa as the object. That's why, what do you use for the chalipin? You use a pen, a handkerchief. It's not even worth a shavapruta sometimes. You just pick up a feather. Why? Because it's not about the act. It's just about a concretization of the das. So if you look in the Rambam, Menuchas Bechira, says the Rambam, you don't need chalipin. People do it even though they don't need it. But it's just to show, the Rambam basically says it. It's a concretization of the das. And that is why also you have a sukin boso inyan. It's not a maisa where you focus on an act. Once the act is finished, boom, you don't have any more time. It's just about formalizing and showing how serious the person is. Right, like by a chassan stitch. The Masada Kedusha should tell the chassan. He gives the chassan the handkerchief and the pen. The chassan lifts it up, and now he accepts himself upon himself all the obligations. Really, even without doing that, he accepts the obligations. This is just to show a concretization of your das, that you're so serious that you accept the obligations, that you're doing this. But really, right when the Eidim sign the shtar, and we discussed a few days ago, does the shtar have to be given over? But according to most postgame, even if the shtar is not given over, he signs the shtar, the Eidim witness, the date is on the shtar, boom, the ksuba goes into effect. Why do you do the chalipin? Just to show an added seriousness. But really, that is not a maisa kinyan, and that's why you might have to have Eidim, because Eidim witnessing something is all about da'as, about making the act more serious, give it a, lend it an extra, an avira of a chashivus. So that's why all of these dinim, apply. Again, there are others, but this has to do with chalipin. And that's why, just the final answer, that's why chalipin could translate perfectly into writing a shtar. A shtar, as we mentioned a few days ago, actually, what is a shtar? Shtar is taking the das of mischayiv, taking the das of the person committing themselves, and putting it to writing. Eidim cannot put their eidus into a shtar. That's a psul of eidus shebishtar. But what's the difference between a shtar and eidus shebishtar? Das of mischayiv, Tosfos said. The das of the person committing himself. That's exactly the idea of chalipin. So that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos quoted it yesterday. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. A kinyan could translate directly into writing a shtar. Okay, so that is just a little discussion of yesterday's chalipin. And now we go back to Amud Beis, where we are up to. So if you remember, the Gemara yesterday quoted a machlokas. If I know a field is stolen, and I buy it anyway, I don't care, I buy it anyway, and then the real owner eventually finds it and takes it away from me. So what am I allowed to get compensated from the ganav? So there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, you can get your money back, you just can't get your shevach back. You can't get the appreciated value back. That's what Rav says. And Shmuel says, you can't even get your money back. Can't get your money back, why not? So Gemara had an umdada. Rav said, both of them say that everybody knows that you can't buy a stolen field, so therefore what? So you gave the money not as buying for money for buying the field. So what do you give it as? So Rav says you must have given it as a pikadon, as an object to be guarded, and therefore you get it back. You get it back afterwards. You don't get the shevach, but you get back the object. Shmuel says, then no, you must have given it, as a matana. It was good as a matana. And the Gemara then related, this is the same achlokas, if you try to marry your sister. I give my sister a ring, and I say, Hari Abukadashasli, everybody knows that you can't marry your sister, so why do you give the money to your sister? Why do you give the ring? Is it a matana? Is it a pikadon? The last, the line that we said was srichasa, the last line we said was, why do we need this suggestion by both matana and in our case, where there is a potential sale. If you're right, just look back at my notes at Kedusha, where this Gemara came up, and we mentioned there a Machna, the Machna in Kedushin, who says maybe this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is really a Lishitaso to a totally different Sugya in Shas. And that is, there's a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether you're Hochen B'mamon Achar Harov. Whether you're Hochen B'mamon Achar Harov. Shmuel says, Ain Hochen B'mamon Achar Harov. So we pass, right? Hachalacha k'shmuel betini, hachalacha rav be'isuri. So we pass it like Shmuel when it comes to the dini mamonis. So you don't go by a rov after mamonis. Ein hachalacha mamon achar rov. And Rav says you do. So suggest the machne. Rov people don't give their money as presents. Most people give it as a pikadon. That's what most people would do. Amiya would give it as a matana. That's exactly the machlokas here. Rav says hachalacha mamon achar rov, and therefore you treat it as a pikadon. While Shmuel says, you don't go by Mamanach Arov, so you treat it as a matana, and therefore you treat it as a matana. So maybe this machlokas is l'shitaso.
is l'shitasa. Okay, that's his suggestion in the ma. Okay, so now we continue where we are up to. Where are we up to? We just had the srichasa. So bein l'rav. We're about 15 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line is bein. Bein l'rav d'amar pikadon. Bein l'shmuel d'amar matana. Whether you hold like Rav, who says, if you paid the ganav for the land that you knew was stolen, so you knew eventually that you might be throwing away your money. Whether it's Rav, who says that the money has the status of a pikadon. Bein l'shmuel d'amar matana. Or Shmuel, who says that it has the status of a gift. If he really knew that it was just we're giving an umdana, we're estimating his das, that really he knows it's not his land, and he's just taking it, and he just wanted his money to be watched, or he wanted to give a present that he knew the person would not accept the present. So how could he go and use the land? So how could he go work the land? How could he eat the payers of the land? He knows it's not his. He knows it's going to be given over. He even gave the money over not l'shem mecher. So how could he go down to the land and how could he eat the payers? So Savar, he thinks, this is the answer, look, I'm going to go down to the land, and I'll work the land, and I'll eat the fruit, just like he would do. What am I doing wrong? Just like he would do, I would do that too. And l'chiasi mare da'ara, when the Bible takes it from me, okay, then the money will translate into pikadon and into... Well, then the money will translate into a pikadon and into matana. But you know what? Till then, I'll take my chances. Till then, maybe he's not going to come, and it will be mecher. Zuzei nehevi, then the money will turn into l'rav d'amar pikadon, l'shmuel d'amar matana. So I'll take my chances, period. But until then, he's allowed to... this is what he says. This is his umdana that he uses it until now, period. So now Amar Rava. Rava has a summary of the last blot and a half, all the different topics that we've discussed. First of all, says Rava, Hilchasa, what about the case where I buy land not knowing that it's stolen? So then we have one machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Everybody agrees you get your money back there. The only machlokas is the Shevach. Possibly the Shevach is Nireh Karibis. So what's the machlokas there? Yesh lo mos v'yesh lo Shevach. There we say he gets his money back and he gets his Shevach back. Even though the Gazlan, Mocher, did not specify that he would give back the Shevach, he gives back the Shevach anyway. So who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rav. Shmuel says he doesn't get a Shevach back. So we paskin like Rav. So that interesting, I just said that halacha kishmuel by Didi Mammon is halacha k'rav b'yisurin. So one might suggest the machlokes issue is about an Isser. Why? The machlokes is about the Shevach, whether it's Nira Karibis or not. So ribis, as we'll talk about hopefully in the fifth parak, Bez Hashem, ribis is somewhere in the middle. Ribis is mominous interest, but it's major isurim. So what do you categorize? That's like on the border. So regarding that machlokas, we paskin like Rav, we paskin that he could get the shevach. Hikir b'chein shalom. But this last case that we discussed, what if he recognizes that it's stolen and he buys it anyway? V'vacha mos yeshlo shevach einlo. Then again, mos yeshlo, we paskin like Rav, and the Rishonim discuss why. And that might not work perfectly with the Machne, who said this Tolian Echad of Mamanach Barov, because we seem to pass in none of the cases that way. And number three, from Shabbos' discussion, Achrayus Taus Soferhu. If I give you a shtar, and I did not write in the shtar that my land is Meshubit, is lean to you, if I don't pay you back, so it doesn't matter, it is automatically because Achrayus. Leaving out Achrayus is Taus Sofer, must be the mistake of the scribe. Ta'a sofer, and therefore it is as if it's there. Bein b'shtari halva'a, bein b'shtari mekach u'memkar. Whether it's a loan, or whether it's mekach u'memkar, it is a shtar, it is something that it should be there automatically. So I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to end off today, with a brisker rav. It's a big discussion. Let's say when, let's say there's a bal chov, and I buy land from someone, and all of a sudden, you know, a few months later, the bal chov of that person comes and collects the land. Because that person owed him $500 before the time I bought the land, so he's allowed to collect it. What happens if the land appreciated between the time that I bought it and now? I bought the land that was worth $100, and now it's worth $150. When I go back to the seller to get compensated, how much does he have to pay me? Does he have to pay me $100 or $150? Does he have to pay me as much as it was worth when I bought it from him? Or how much it's worth now appreciated. The Magen Mishnah says explicitly, in Hilchas Malveh Velo Veperachat Hei, V'teidalacha, you should know, Devadai im hukra o yuzla, V'tarfa balchov democher, Magvin lelokea kefima shehishave besaz trefa, lo kefi adamim shakana. Gotta pay 150. If it's worth 150 now, and your balchov took it, you have to pay me $150. Right? That's clearly says the balchov. Says the briskarav, I beg to differ. The Biskarov says, based on a Rambam, a different Rambam, he says, I don't think so. I think you pay as much as it was worth b'shas that you bought it. Why? What's the lumdus? When a Baal Chov has the right to collect the field that I bought, you know what that is, says the Griz? It means that the original sale is nullified. When a Baal Chov is toif mi mishubadim, it doesn't mean that, oh, it's been a sale till now, and today I come to collect it. How can I take it from you? You bought it from him. So how can I take it from you? And I take it without giving you anything. So how can I take it from you? Says the Griz, no, the lumdus, the way it works, whenever a Baal Chov is toif mi mishubadim, it's basically saying that you have no right to sell it. Because my shibud came first. And if my shibud came first, you have no right to buy it. So therefore, the sale is null and void. So you go back to T1. You go back to the time that I the mocher, when the mocher sold it to the lokeah, and at that moment, how much was it worth? So you don't go by the appreciated value.
Same thing should have worth 150.
What? I'm sorry?
Same argument.
Same thing would be 150 if it went down. Right. Even if the guy takes it, but then the Baal Chov would only be getting 50, he'd have to go to somewhere else to get the rest of what he's owed. But that's what the Griz says here in Hilchos Shechinim. Mevor de Basa Rambam. De Sfira le de Be'emes, kol hecha de kol ba Baal Chov v'tarfa, ta mechira v'teila, v'hakarka yotzi v'dachas yado. The mechira is batel, the original mechira. And the karka leaves. Oz be'emes chayev lahakshilo as amos bidina. V'lo rach mishum chiyev chadash, shekiba lov ha-mocher. It's not a new chiyev that the mocher has. No, it's as if the sale is null and void, and therefore now I have the money of the lokeach. Kiim shekein hu meikir adin. The kosher chazra mechira lios betela v'akaka netrefes miyado hari chozer kol amocher. So it's a totally different way than we might have looked at trefa milukuchos, which is one of the big topics here in the first paragraph of Metzia, when a Baal Chov goes and collects land from the lokeach that bought it. It's not a new chiyuv, says the Brisker Rav, a chiyuv chadash. No, it's something that is saying that the original sale was null and void. He proves it from a Rambam, because the Rambam, one phrase, groups trefa me lekuchos as trefa me a stolen field that you bought. Just like the stolen field that you bought, he had no right to sell in the first place. So too, says the Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, you would say, against the Magen Mishnah, that he had no right to sell this, it comes out, and therefore you would go by the original amount. Okay. That is the Brisker Rav, just an important lumdus to remember. So, boy, mine Shmuel me Rav. Next question. Shmuel asks Rav. Chazar belacha mi bailam harishonim mahu. What happens if a guy stole a piece of land? Right, I stole land, and then I sold it to someone. Then all of a sudden, after I sold it to someone, I went and bought it. I bought it fair and square from the Nignav. I bought it from the Nignav. So what's the question? The question is, Chazar v'lacha mi'bailam harishonim mahu. What's the din? So Rashi explains the question. Chazar hagazam v'lacha mi'bailam harishonim la'achar shemachar ala lokeach. I bought it from the original owner after I sold it. Mahu lios b'makam bailim ki'ilu lacha acher v'yotziena mi'ad alokeach. Right? The original owner, the Nignav, would be able to go and take his land back. Be able to take his land back, right? Because it was his. So now I bought it from the Nignav. So should I say that I step into his shoes and now I can take the land? It was really his. And when it was stolen, it had no right to be sold. And is that what I should say? Or the Gemara says, oh my lord, the answer is no, just the opposite. What kind of crazy question is that? You bought it, then you're going to take it from the one that you sold it to? You're going to be able to take it from him? So he says, no, Amar Lei, Ba'machar lo Rishon L'Sheni. No, what did the Rishon sell to the Sheni? Rishon here means the Gazlan, and Sheni means the Lokeach. What did the Gazlan sell to the when he sold the land? He sold him any schus and right that he would have in the land. So right now, you're right that the Gazlan has new rights in the land. But you know what? He basically sold those rights. When he sold the land, he sold the rights. And therefore, he cannot take the land. That he doesn't go into the shoes of the original owner, the Nigzal, and therefore he'd be able to take the land that he just stole. No. Why did he do that? He did that to be able to get the rights, but those rights automatically transfer to the person he sold it to. And therefore, the person he sold it to gets to keep the land. What's the reason? What do you mean, what's the reason? We just had a reason. What's the reason, my taima? So the Tosfos HaRash says, the way I read it, the first time I read this, I read it incorrectly to myself. My taima, who's the Rishon, who's the Sheni? You might have read Rishon and Sheni as two different people. Maybe the Rishon was the original owner, and the Sheni was the Gazlan. What are the Rishon saw the Sheni? Any schus that he has. And now he gave the Gazlan all the schuyos that he has. No, so that was the Havamina. That's why you need a my taima. Why do you say Rishon and Sheni is the Gazlan and the Lokeach? Why don't you say the Rishon and the Sheni is the original owner and the Gazlan? So why? So Machlokas, Marzutra Amar. Why would a Gazlan, we're going to have a Machlokas now, why would a Gazlan buy the piece of land from the Nigzal that he stole? Why would he buy it? So Marzutra Amar, Nichaleto Nikri Gazlana. He buys it because he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. He had a change of heart. I know that this Nigzal is going to, he's doing all his research. He's going to find out where the land is. He's going to take it. And the Gazlan comes to him and says, Gazlan, I don't want that. So that's why he buys it. So that's why we say that he's buying it in order to strengthen the hold of the person he sold it to. Rav Ashi Amar, a little differently, Nichale Deleku Behemnuse. He wants people to think he's a Naaman guy. A little different. Not that he doesn't want people to call him a Gosselin. He wants people to think he's a Naaman guy. So my Binayu, what's the difference between these cases? Iki Binayu de Mislokeach. First try, Nafkamina, is what if the buyer died? The buyer died. So, according to the one who says he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, Hamislay. So, the Lokeach is not going to call him a Gazlan because he's dead. Right? Uman, the Amar, Nichole, the Lake, Bam Nuse. So, according to the one who says no, he wants to be a Neman guy. So, Badi Bani Nami, Nema, Nichole, the Lake, Bam Nuse. Regarding the children also, he wants his children to think of him as a Neman guy. Obvious question that you're all thinking now, I'm sure. What do you mean? So, Karle Bini, Lokeach Gazlana. Just like the kids are going to think of him as a Naaman guy, the kids are going to call him a Gazlan. So what's the difference between shouldn't be a Nafkamina? Just by the way, there's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos on the bottom. When did the Lokeach die? What's the case? The potential Nafkamina, when did the Lokeach die? So Rashi says the Lokeach died after the Gazlan bought it from the owner. The Gazlan bought it back from the owner. And the Gazlan, and now the Lokeach died. Meaning, sounds like from Rashi, that if the Lokeach was still alive, you know, for sure he would buy it, give it to him. But once if the Lokeach dies afterwards, so then that is the question. Tosfos says, Ve'einira. Tosfos in the bottom says, I don't agree with this. Why? Because once the question is, let's go back for a second for Rashi. According to Rashi, the question is, once the Lokeach dies, does it now switch over back into the Gazlan's hands? At the moment that he bought it, of course it goes to the... He brought it to strengthen the hand of the Lokeach. But the question is, did it switch? Tosfos says, how could it switch? The determining moment is at the moment that the Gazlan buys it from the original owner. If at that moment he's doing it L'shem Tovas of the buyer, then it goes to the buyer, and it goes to the buyer's Yarshim. Tosfos says, I don't know why it would switch. Tosfos says, no. The Nafkamina here is that he bought it before the Gazlan bought it back from the original owner. That's the Nafkamina, Tosfos says. And the question is, did he act on behalf of the Lokeach's sons now or not? Right, so that's you got to work on Rashi. You have to work on Rashi in that situation. Either way, that is the first potential nafkamina if the Lokeach died. If the Lokeach died, did those already? Says the Gemara, Ella Ikebeinayu. Second possibility, the Miss Gazlan. Okay, what about if the Gazlan died? If the Gazlan died after he bought it, so Manta Amar Nichale Delenishol Ikrui Gazlan Hamislay. So in that case, the question is the Bnei HaGazlan. Could the Bnei HaGazlan take the field away from the Lokeach? So according to the one who says that he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, no problem. Lokeach's not going to be called a Gazlan. He's dead. But regarding he wants to be a Naaman guy, see here too, he wants the children to think of it as a Naaman. Again, the question is, what are these Havaminas? Sof, Karei Bnei Bnei Gazlana. What do you mean? Say his kids are going to call him that. Or the children are going to be called the sons of a Gazlan. So, Lamay Nafkamina in all these cases. What's the Havamina? All these Havaminas. It's a din in the personal attack of the person that was involved. It's not a din in the status that people are going to think of him. Difficult Havamina. We know the post can talk about that even after death, we're accumulating Zechuyos. Right? People do Vidui on Yom Kippur, even for the Doros Sha'avru. Right? Because that depends. My actions in my life, what did they cause? If I was makarif somebody, so then after a person passes on, everybody in that family that does any mitzvah accrues to the original person. Rachman al-Islam, the opposite too, because our actions bear payrus even afterwards. So that's what we always say. Even after he dies, he's b'nei gazlana. So Ella, final possibility, the one that's accepted, ike b'nayo diyava b'matana. What happens if the gazlan had given it as a gift? Give it as a gift. He didn't sell it to the lokeach. It wasn't a lokeach. It was a makabel matana. So manda amar nichalei deleke b'emnusay. So according to the one who says the reason that he buys it from the original owner is because he wants people to think that he's a trustworthy guy. So matana nami nichalei deleke b'emnusay. So here too, he must be doing it because he wants the guy to think of him as trustworthy, and therefore he cannot take it from the makabel matana. Manda amar nichalei delonik ruyuha gazlan. According to the one who says he doesn't want to be called a gazlan. So amar lei my gazlan minach. Here he'll be called a gazlan. The guy never gave him any money. He gave it as a matana. So therefore, in that case, according to that reason, he would be able to take it from the mekabel matana. That is what he says. Tosfos says on top, little Tosfos, Yim Tomar, so kimach renami magazlu v'alutzarach lasul ma'osav. 1 minute. Forget matana, even by mechira. What's the case of mechira? He's going to take it back from the lokeach. He's going to have to pay back the money. He could take it, he's going to pay back the money, so why is he going to be a gazlan anyway? You have to pay back the money. Tosfos says in the interim, before he pays back the money, I think that's going to be pretty mad. Before the interim, he's going to go take it back. So in the interim, he's going to be called a gazlan. Period. So now the Gemara asks. So we have this question of, if the ganav does something after he sells the land, what do we assume is the das of the gazlan or the ganav? What do we assume? So now the Gemara elaborates on that. What about any of these other events that occur after he sells it to the lokeach? And Rashi says, fifth skinny line, im kodem shelokach min habaylan. Same exact case, right? The ganav sells a piece of land that he stole, and then he goes back to the original owner and buys it. But what happens if before he bought it back from the original owner, one of these things happened? Pshita, zavna, if he sold it to somebody else. First he sells it to Reuben, then he sells it to Shimon, and then he goes and buys it back from the original owner. So what does that sale mean? Or arsa, or he was morishit to someone, one of his kids, viyaviv matano, or he gave it as a gift to someone else. So then lav lok mekamal lokeach boy. Then for sure, he didn't buy it back from the original owner to strengthen the hold of the first lokeach. Because you see, he already did something else to weaken the strength of the lokeach. Right? He sold it to somebody else. And he, obviously that sale is ineffective, but he tried to sell it to somebody else, or he tried to give it to somebody else. So that would for sure knock out the umdana that he's trying to strengthen the lokeach's hand. Nafla le biyerusha. What if it fell to the gazlan biyerusha, meaning the gazlan originally had stolen it from somebody who he stood to get the yerusha from. Right, that's the so what happened in that case? And then it actually fell to him, Yerusha. So Yerusha Memelahi. So you can't say that's like a case of he bought it from him, and that shows that he really wants to do something good now. No, Yerusha is Memela. V'lav ihu katarach habasra, and he didn't do any tircha, so that can't show us anything about the Gazlan's change of heart. Right, that is the discussion of the eighth parak in Maseches Basra. Yerusha, that's parak Yesh Noflin. Gavi ihu bechovo. What if he, the gazlan, now collects it in a chov, meaning he is owed money by someone, he was owed money by somebody, and that somebody sold this land to the nigzal. Right? So now he goes there and collects the land, bechovo. So again, chazina. So you know how you know? There you have to check. E isle ara achrisi, if there's any other land that this person has that he could have collected. V'yamar hai ba'ina lo'ukmek, v'yamar hai Beina, and he says, no, I want this one specifically. So then look, mikame lokeach boy. Then he must have really a change of heart. He's buying it in order, he's collecting it in order to have the lokeach have a stronger hand. Because why did Dafka want this one? But velo, but if he doesn't have any other land, then there's no proof that he's specifically doing something nice for the lokeach. And therefore Zuzi Udabai Lafrua, he just wants some money back. So again, that wouldn't be an umdana. Yahavi Nihale b'matana. What if it was given to him as a matana? Rashi, nigzal v'gazlan. All of a sudden the nigzal says, oh, the gazlan must be on hard times, that's why he did it. You know what? I'm going to give it to him as a present. So there, what do you say? What is about that? Is that like a sale? We said, right, if the Gazlan buys it for the Nigzal, then that shows he's having a change of heart, that he wants the Lokeach, the buyer, to have it. So is Matana like a sale or not? So, Pligi Baravacha Ravina, Machlokas. Rav Amar, I'm sorry, Chad Amar Matana Ki Yerusha. One says Matana is like Yerusha to Hamamela. Meaning what? The Gazlan didn't do anything. He got him a Mela. So therefore, there's no proof. The Chad Amar Matana Ka Mecher. One says, no, Matana is like Mecher. Di Ilav, the Torah Ba'arti Kameh. I would only give you a present if you have been nice to me. Right? So therefore, if I'm giving you a present, it must be that the Gazlan has been trying his best to get on the good side of the Nigzal. And why would he be doing that? It must be to strengthen the hand of the Lokeach. Right, the ilav the tarf va'artikame, had he not been toreach and appease him, lo haviyarv le'matani, wouldn't give him a matan in the first place. And lohachi tarf va'artikame, why must he be doing that? Ki heichad le'kememnuse, so that he is in ne'amanus of the lokeach. As I said, Rashi says this whole discussion is where it was kodim shalakach min habayilim. What happened? The Gazlan stole it, then sold it to someone else. Then before he bought it back from the Nigzal, one of these things happened. And the Rashba thing agrees with that. The Rashba says, the Yafa Piresh, the Ila Acher Shechazer Velacha Kvar Zacha Balokeach. Because if it happened afterwards, let's see, what do you mean? What happened afterwards? The Gazlan sold a piece of land. And then he goes to the owner and buys it back. Right? We had the whole discussion. What did that show? And then one of these things happened. Says the Rashba, what difference would it make then? What difference would it make if the Gazlan, after he buys it back, he sells it to somebody else? We already say at the moment that he bought it back, we already say that at that moment he's trying to do good for the Lokeach. So it wouldn't make a difference. So the Rashba says, I agree with Rashi. But in the footnotes he points out, you don't need the footnotes for this, you can look in the Gra. The Gra points out that the Rambam argues. The Rambam does not have any specific limitation that all these things happen before he buys it back from the original owner, but it could even be after. Even be after. So even after. If I buy it back from the original owner, I, the Ganav, and then I sell it to someone else, but wasn't I ready Megala my Das when I bought it back from the owner that I'm trying to be a nice guy? Says the Beis Yosef, no. The Beis Yosef says, once you do something later, it's Megala Lamafreya. It's Megala Lamafreya that you're not being such a nice guy. That you just happen to buy it, maybe because you want it. Because if we know otherwise, we're guessing. We're guessing by this Umdana that we assume the person doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. But this guy is a Gazlan. Right, because the guy doesn't want to be a Neman. So it's all an umdana. So says the Beis Yosef, Ulafizeh Avilozov no Ursa. Even if he himself, let's say the Gazlan, doesn't do anything afterwards, but all he does is say, I bought this for me. I bought this because I want to go and take the land. So he's believed. He's Neman, he's the Muchzak. Because these are all umdanas that we're guessing. Afilo el shu atzmo bala ara lo tiyam yag lokeach, v'towin shalo atzmo kana, v'lo ki heichi delegem emnusei rashoi. He's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. So it's amazing. These umdanas in the Gemara are not hard and fast halachas that we know for sure this is true. If he complains about it, if he says it's not true, it's not true. We don't say butla daitwein to call adam. This isn't an umdana that we assume is for sure, and we say, I don't care what you say. But it's an umdana that we're guessing, and therefore, if he goes against it, he goes against it. Period.
Did you ever discuss the original Havnez of the Gemara?
In terms of the Lokeach died, and the, not sure, I didn't see the, what they seriously have to say. It's something about personal. It's something about personal, and if it's not personal, he's not worried about it. Kamash Shalom, maybe they wouldn't know about it. They wouldn't realize it was stolen. I'm not sure. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to the original case where he buys it back from the original owner. How long do we say the umdana that if he buys it back from the original owner, you know, it must be that he's trying to get the Lokeach a stronger hold? So how long do we say that for? So Amar Afuna Atras Hamad Abedin. Until Hamad Abedin. Until Besdin says, Hamad Abedin, you have to give the field back, right? So until that point, we could say, if he buys it before then he's trying to be a nice guy. After that, it's because Besdin says he has to. Until he gets the star of foreclosure, right? The star that he could go down and take the field after Hamad Abedin. Rav Papa Amar Ad Mischlin Yom Achrasta. No, until the 30. And if you remember, we had him at the end of Baba Kama. Adrachta came 90 days later. We give him 90 days to pay before we give the star. And Rav Papa said, no, after 30 days. Until the days of announcing, which are in sets of 30, until the days of announcing started, that he has to pay back the field. Period. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to the original point. Maskav lo Rami bar Chama, Michti. Let's think about this for a minute. Hai lokeach b'may koni lahai ara. This lokeach. Right, what was the original point of today's daf? It was really in the bottom of the previous album. When the gazlan goes back to the nigzal, that he's doing it to strengthen the hand of the lokeach. How does the lokeach have it at all in the interim? So he says, Mithli, Hai lokeach b'may koni lahai ara. How did the original buyer own this land? B'hai shtara, with the shtar mecher, right, that he bought it with. So hai shtara chasma b'yalmahu. But this star is meaningless, it's worthless, because at the moment that he bought it, it wasn't the Goslins. So how, and the assumption is that there wasn't Yeish yet, and therefore there's no Yeish and Shini Rishus, so how did he buy it? So he's doing this to strengthen the hand. What do you mean to strengthen the hand? The original Lokeach doesn't have any power over it. So Amalei Rava, Tehei B'ma'amino. No, you know how the Kenyan happened? It was a Kenyan of Smichus Das, of Ma'amino, he believes him. He believes him. Rashi says, She'omar lo. When the Lokeach bought it from the Goslin, he says, I rely on you that if I ever have any problems with this, I'm going to trust that you'll take care of it. And the Goslin doesn't argue with it, so the Goslin feels really good. Really good that the guy is relying on him. And with that hana'a, with that agreement, that's enough to create the kenyan. Pahahu ana de lo ka amar le midi. From the fact that Gazal doesn't argue on that, because samach le, and he relies on him. Tarachu maisila, he relies on him to be toreach and bothered to, if anything happens, to get it back for him. Gomeru makni le, right? He's gomeru makni, and Tosa says in the little Tosis is as if he was makni it me'apshav. It's as if he said, it's yours today. With that hana that I, the Goslin, gets by you relying on me, oh, I feel so good. I'm Gomer Machni, I commit to giving it to you. So Mazar of Sheshes, is that really true? We have a toast after that says, Mash Irish Me'aba Marchalacha, you know, what I, a son, says about his father. You know, what my father is going to, when it's going to be Yarshin to me, I'm selling to you. So Masha Talabim Zalazi Marchalacha, I'm a fisherman going out to sea, and I know it's going to be a great day today. The fish that I'm going to catch in my net, I'm selling to you. So the halacha is lomar klum. What you said is meaningless. That is called a davar shalom bala olam. Right? It's not here now. So therefore, you didn't yarshin it yet. You didn't catch the fish yet. And therefore, it's meaningless. Masha irash min abba hayom machalacha. Masha talam shadasi hayom machalacha. Tvarf kayamin. But if I say what I'm going to be yarshin for my father today, or what am I going to catch today, it works. So we'll get to why that works a little bit later. But either way, the kasha is on the first half. The first half says, you know, what I'm going to yasha for my father, what I'm going to catch, you know, I'm going to give to you. So, what do you mean? We just said that if it's a ma'amino case, and if it's a bahi hana, if he relies on him, then, it's going to be, he's gamru makni. Right? So here too, he's relying on him. So therefore, why don't we say it works? So, Amrami Rachama, ha'gavra v'hat yufta. Wow. A great man asked a great question. That's what he says. So Amar Rava, Gavra kachazina tiyuta lo kachazina. You're right, he's a great man, but I don't think it's such a great question. Hacha samchadayti, vacha lo samchadayti. There's a big difference. Is there smichus das? In a case where I'm selling you a piece of land, then I'm so mech that you're going to protect me from any creditors that might come. But if you say, whenever your father yarshes to you, you're going to give me, who says your father's going to die? Who says he's going to yarshen anything? Maybe he's going to sell all the stuff before he dies. Who says he's going to catch any fish today? So there's no smichas das there. Hacha samchadayti to also v'tarachu ma'isi leki yechadu l'nikri gazlana. I trust that you're going to go and maybe tarach, so you're not called a gazlan. Hacha lo samchadayti. But here, who says that your father's going to die? Who says that you're going to catch any fish today? So therefore, I do not trust you. This line that we just read, samchadayta lo samchadayta, is a hugely, if that's a word, important line in a major sugya. And that is the sugya of Davar Shalom Bala Olam. I didn't realize it. This Gemara, right, Bamatiyat HaZayin, is the major Gemara of one of the sides of the Chakira. There's a major discussion. What is the problem with being Makan and Davar Shalom Bala Olam? It's not here. Davar Shalom Bala Olam, the Gemara is going to say on the base. There's a machlokas about it. But according to what we pass, and the Makan and Davar Shalom Bala Olam, I can't go over to a woman who's a guy and say, I'm married to you when you convert. Davar Shalom Bala Olam. Right, so that's one example. I can't sell you something that doesn't exist yet. What's the problem? Is it a problem of smichus das that the person who is buying it doesn't think I'm serious? There's not enough smichus das? Or do you say, no, it's a formal din of kinyanim. Even if I'm totally serious, there's nothing here for the kinyan to be chal on. There's nothing here for the kinyan to be chal on. So l'may nafgamina, many nafgamina. What about a shvua? What about a shvua? Where's the discussion of this? The discussion of this is in the parshanim on Parshas Toldos. where Esav sells the Bechorah to Yaakov, and all the poskim say, how can he sell it? So the Arachayim HaKadosh there discusses it, and other Achronim, that's why he made him swear. Because according to the many Rishonim, he shavali vayishavalo. Why do you make him swear? Because according to the many, some Rishonim, a Shvua, once you have a Shvua, then solves the problem of Davashal Ba'olam. Why should another Rishonim argue? Why? Why should a Shvua make a difference? So if it's an issue of Smichas Das, I'm not sure if you're serious or not, then a Shvua can take the place. That shows you're serious. If it's an issue of there's nothing for the Kinyan to be Chalon, there's nothing for the Kinyan to be Chalon. Shvua. What about another machlokas? What about Situmta? What's Situmta? Situmta means Kinyanim later on in this Pesachta. And Bavasra, the Situmta is Kinyanim like a handshake. Accepted Kinyanim in the marketplace. A handshake. Right? Mazel, bracha, atzlacha, right? The handshake. So does that work? Is that a Kinyan? So we say it is a good Kinyan. Because that is, that's called Situmta. So does Situmta solve the problem of Davar Shlomo La'olam? So again, if it's an issue of you don't have a Kinyan to be Chalon, so it's not going to work. But if it's an issue of smichas das, if everybody says that's a kinyan, that can work. So this Gemara is the raya to the tzad that it's an issue of smichas das. Because what does the Gemara here say? Even if it's a davar shel bala olam, it's okay because some chadaita. Right? That is the discussion. Okay? That is again. You can look in the Arachayim Hakadosh there in Parshas Toldos. You can look in the Minchas Asher in Parshas Toldos Siman Lamed. Right? There's a lot big discussion. Well, the nafkaminas, but these are the two tzadim. But this is the Gemara. There's Gemaras on the side of the other understanding as well. But this is the Gemara. That B'Metzia Tezayin, the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes this Gemara, right? That this is the Tzad that proves that it's the issue of Smichas Das. Okay, Vayitim. Shalchol HaKameh Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta. They sent this question to Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta, right? This question of Akasha of Rav Sheshes. So Amar Lahu, Zuin Etzricha Lefnim. This question does not need Pnim. What does that mean? Rashi has two opposite deus. Either, don't bring this to the Beis Medrash because nobody's going to be able to answer it anyway. Or, don't bring it to the base medrash because it's pashit. It's not worth it to bring it to the base medrash. Right, two opposite days. Amar Rava, Rava says, no, zut zricha lefnim v'lefnayim lefnim. Don't just bring it to the base medrash, bring it into the heichal. Right, bring it into the inside. So, hacha, sam chadayte, v'acha lo sam chadayte. Right, meaning you have to ask the people who know, and they're going to give you this answer. Havi uvda v'pupadisa v'osvei, it was in pupadisa, and they asked the kasha. Amar Rav Yosef, same thing. Zu'en is zricha lefnim. Amar Yabai, zricha lefnim, lefnayim lefnim. Right, that's the answer. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. What's the difference in the cases where if a person says, whatever I yarchit from my father, whatever I catch in my net is not going to work, but if I say today, it's going to work. So what's the difference? Why does that work? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Seifa, mashirish me'aba hayom, mishum kavod aviv. What's the issue of what's the case there? Rashi explains the father's a goses. The father's on his deathbed. And the son wants to, and the person wants to be able to have enough money in order to start doing things for the tachrichin, for the levaya. So it's all about kavod aviv. Rashi on the bottom. Kshay aviv goses v'sarach mos likfaraso. He needs money to work on the levaya. So he's selling stuff from his father in order to get money to work on the kfura. And if that's true, so that's why we say it would work out of takana for kavod aviv. And mashatala musudasi ayom, and also what comes up in my net today is also going to work. Mishum kadei chayev, because we assume it's a case where he needs the parnasa today. He says today he needs the parnasa today in order to put food on the table. So that's why those two cases will work. So once we're talking about davar shlomo ba'olam, here we go. Amar afuna marav, omer lechaveru, sada sheni lo keach, lukashe echenel knuya lechame achshav kana. This, you know, see that field over there? When I buy it, it's sold to you. Right, so that works. So that is Rav Shita. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Mesavim Milsa the Rav, this other stam. That works by a field. By a stam a field. Because if it's stam a field, the person who's buying it from me before I have it basically assumes that there's a field out there in the world that you could buy. So he's so mechlat that he's going to get it. Avo Besad is zu lo. But if you say this field that I'm going to buy, you say the kinyan doesn't work. Why? Because maybe you're not going to be able to buy this field. Maybe they're not. There's going to be a field out there, but maybe not this one. And the Gemara says, "Miyemar, who says he's going to sell it to you?" And the Gemara says, "A third sheet of Elokim, no, Elokim is a lashon of a shvua." Amar Rav, afilu b'sadazu. Rav sheet is even by sadazu. He holds that it works. So the Gemara says, "Michti, let's see. Rav kaman amra l'shmaitza. Who does Rav hold like? Karebi me."
According to either one, it's not a formal thing. The question is, are you serious?
Correct. Correct. So that also seems like Smichas Das. Correct. 100%. I agree. It also seems like Smichas Das. There is no Kenyan either way to be Chalon. Yeah, no, obviously bichalan. So who is Rav holding like that? It is working on a davar shlo bol olam ki Rebbe Meir. Right, but now we're getting into formal reasons, formal shitos. So Rameyer says, Rav sees a whole like Rameyer who said that a person can be kone a davar shlo bala olam. Did Tanya? The Brisa says, Ha'omer liisha iskachi lachash eskayer. Man says to a woman, be married to me after I convert. Lachash eskayer after you convert. Lachash eshdachre lachash eshdachre after I am freed from being a slave. After you are freed. Lachash yemes bailech. Man goes over to a married woman and says, you're married to me after your husband dies. A terrible thing to say. Lachash yachos yivamech. Or he goes over to a Yavama and he says, after, so this is a little more, you know, mistaver. He knows that she's going to do chalitza tomorrow. So, you know, after chalitza's done, I'll be yours. After your sister dies, right, that's his wife, right? That's the only erva that changes based on life and death, right? If somebody's usually an arayas to you, he's an arayas to you, right? Your mother-in-law, or somebody's mother-in-law, even if their wife dies, the mother-in-law still lost her. The only one that changes is Achos Isha. Achos Isha is, man's married to a woman. If that woman dies, then he can marry his wife's sister. So, in all these cases, Einam Mekudeshes. Doesn't work, the Tanakhama says, because it's Darish Lo Bala Olam. Rabbi Meir Amar Mekudeshes, it does work. And the Isha Kisadezu Damya, a woman is like Sadezu, because the Isha might say no. Right, and Sadezu, right, Vamar Meir Mukudeshes, and Rav still said it works. That's how you know Rav is going like Shita of Rabbi Meir. Interesting that the woman could say no. It's a big discussion in the postgame. So we paskin that we say the bracha of Kiddushin before the Kiddushin. Hari Amukudeshes Li, and then the man puts the ring on the finger. Right, the Rambam says it's that's the phrase. We also do the bracha. According to the Rambam, that is a birchas hamitzvah and kiddushin. According to the Rashi, shevach v'hodah. But if you look in the Ravid says in Hilchas Ishus that you say the bracha of kiddushin after you put the ring on the finger. After. Why? She might say no. She might say no. You're going to take your chances? And any time, same things as the Ravid with a tztaka. Well, one of the reasons we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of tztaka. Many reasons given, but one reason is because the ani might say no. But he might not accept it. So Amachshava Kamaisa, fine. So the Ravid says you do, right? So you don't know from that Ravid, does he hold it as a berachas mitzvah? But you have to say it afterwards. That's what it sounds like. It is a berachas mitzvah, but you can't say. So we're not choshesh. You figure if you're under the chuppah, you know, you're not going to get cold feet then. But that's an interesting Ravid. But it's here, like Isha's like Sadezu because she can say no. Vaiter.
Didn't we once discuss a case where you're going to be marrying a fetus?
The Rambam says. The Rambam talks about could a man marry off his unborn daughters, his daughter, who is an unborn fetus, right? Could he do this? The Rambam says, yes, after Hukar Ubra, meaning after 3 months he can, but you should do another Kiddushin when she's born to create a Kiddushin She'enu Shel Dofi. I think that's the Lashon of the Rambam. That's an amazing Rambam also.
How do you know that it's a girl?
Right, how do you know if it's a girl? It's a good question, right? So that's part of the suffix. And if it's a girl, so what about today? Would the halacha be any different? Ultrasound. Amar Shmuel, let's go a little weiter. Amoti shtar hakna b'shuk, yafzir l'baylim. As we had a little bit yesterday, what if somebody finds a shtar hakna? Remember what a shtar hakna is? Not a shtar kinyan. Shtar hakna is a shtar that says, I obligate myself to owe you, even if you never lend me. Even if the sale never, I commit my property today, even if the sale never takes place. So if you find that kind of shtar in the shuk, yafzir l'baylim, you give it back to the owner. If you're worried that the loan never took place, it doesn't matter. He was still mishabed himself. And if you're worried that it was paid up already, Shmuel says, I'm not worried about Piron. Because if the guy would have paid back already, he would have ripped up the shtar. So therefore, I'm not worried about Piron. Amar of Nachman, Abba min safri dani demar Shmuel habe. My father was one of the scribes in Shmuel's court. And I remember when I was a 6 and 7 year old, and I had off for Lag BaOmer. And I remember that they used to announce in the Bezdins, the Yomer, Hanishtar Yakna Yasa the Mishtakli Bishukka Nadreya Lamarayu. I remember they used to announce any Shtar Yakna found in the Shuk, you know, they should return to the owner. Halavai that our memories of childhood should be sitting around our father's Bate Dinim and remembering Halachis in Choshen Mishpat. We got to make sure that we create childhood memories for our children. Like Rav Nachman's father did for him. Amar Rav Amram Afanana Mitanina. Rav Amram also says, I have a Mishnah that proves like Shmuel that what Shmuel's Yisod? You're not Choshesh that if you find the star, it was paid up. Now that's Shmuel's Yisod. So the Gemara says, what's the Mishnah later on? Kol Maisa Bezdin, Harei Zeh Yachzir. right? Any shtar of a Maisa Bezdin, and we think, what does Maisa Bezdin here mean? Rashi says, it means a shtar that's stamped on it, kosher shtar, right? It's a shtar makuya. So you can return it. Alma lo chashin lepiron, so you see you're not worried about piron. Amalei, okay, I guess we have to stop here. Tomorrow's Amud Beis is short, so but we'll stop here. And Hashem, we will, the rest of the Gemara just has Valsisa Yashvatov on it. It's quick. But Hashem, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow.